Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In the 9th chapter of Proverbs, beginning of verse 7, the scriptures say, "Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning." This is a power-packed 3 verses here in Proverbs chapter 9. It speaks of progress in regard to wisdom. Life has a way of rebuking us through difficult times, hard knocks, failures, trials, troubles, and they all show us that our weaknesses and foolishness are real. You know, friends, some of them, good friends, help us grow through the bracing love of correction. And these are the 2 verses of wisdom's primary teaching method. I guess some would call it the comeuppance. The further you go down the road towards silliness, foolishness, and folly, the more you will interpret all events as supporting what you always believed anyway. And when things go wrong, you'll blame others and circumstances for your problems. This genuinely hardens our heart rather than softening it, and it makes us less open to counsel than ever before. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still, the text says, but try to tell the mocker anything, and it will make him worse than he was before you tried. In the New Testament, Jesus lays out this principle: whoever has shall be given more. I mean, the more wisdom that you have, the more wisdom you will gain in every turn in life's road. The less wisdom you have, the less that you will learn from anything. So learn from our mistakes is kind of at the core here, and also learn from criticism at all cost. When was the last time that you let someone with a dissenting thought or something change your mind about a significant issue? I believe the text is saying here that we need to simultaneously grow a thicker skin and a softer heart. Join me as we pray today. God, when things go weird and wacky and wrong in my life, or when I do wrong or silly or even dumb things, help me to drop my defenses. Help me not to blame somebody else constantly. And help my self-justifications for the what and the why I did it for. Lord, I don't want to use the tools of fools. I like a soldier, want to say to you, there's no excuse here, sir. And I want to learn, and I should learn. So, Lord, would you help me start with what happened yesterday and where I'm to go this day? In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, the progress of wisdom is this simple. If you want wisdom, you can grow in wisdom. But if you're absolutely, positively, terminally certain of what you know, there's no room for growth. The scriptures are teaching us in this book of wisdom that if we will seek wisdom, we will gain even greater wisdom. But if we spend our time barking at every dog while we pedal the bike, we'll spend our time trying to argue, and this is where the text is really specific. Don't do that. If you want to argue with the mockers and the folks that are throwing stuff at you, then at the end of the day, you have joined the foolishness of mockery. So be a person with wisdom, which is always looking for greater wisdom. Thanks for joining me today on this weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.